So this yesterday was Shabbos Parshas Ve'aschanan and Shabbos Nachamu. So the Haftarah begins, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Lekechem, comfort, comfort my nation, says your God. So the Medrash Yalkut says on this Pasuk that Chotu B'Kiflayim, B'nai Yisrael sinned double, as the Pasuk says, Chet Chotu Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim sinned a sin, which is a double expression. So they sinned double. V'loku b'kiflayim, they were smitten double. As the Pasuk says, Ki lokcha miyad Hashem kiflayim v'chol chatoisel, she received from Hashem double for her sins. V'yisnachamu b'kiflayim, and they will be comforted double. As it says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, it says, comfort, comfort my nation, a double expression, to say that we'll be comforted double. So we need to understand, what does it mean to sin double, to be smitten double, and to be comforted double? The Sforim HaKadoshim also ask that the Pasuk says, Nachmo Nachmo Ami Yomer Elekechem. We know that the shame, Hashem's name Elekim, represents the Midas Adin, represents Hashem's attribute of justice. It would seem that comfort would come from Hashem's attribute of compassion, which would ordinarily be represented by Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei. So it seems that the appropriate word should be Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yomer Hashem Yomer Havaya. Why does it say Yomer Elekechem? Which is the Midas Adin, the attribute of justice. In Parshas Ve'aschanan, we have many of the very famous psukim, such as the first of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elekecha, Asher Hitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem your God, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. We also have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is also in Parshas Ve'aschanan. And we have the Pasuk, Ato Horeis Elodas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Melvadoi. You have been shown to know that Hashem is the God, there is no one besides Him. Another pasuk that's very famous, "Va'atama Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Ayoyim." You're connected to Hashem, your God. You're all alive today. "V'yahavta as Hashem Elokeicha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha." You should love Hashem, your God, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your means. All of these famous pasukim are all in Parshas Ve'aschanan, and the common denominator about all these psukim, which I'd like to point out, is that you have both, in each one of these psukim, you have both Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, and you have Hashem's name, Elokim. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Hashem could have just said, Anoichi Hashem. I am Hashem. No, Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Elokecha is from Hashem's name, Elokim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Pasuk could have said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael, Hashem is one. That's not what it says. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'yahavta es Hashem, Elokecha. Doesn't only say V'yahavta es Hashem. It says V'yahavta es Hashem, Elokecha. Love Hashem, your God. Ato reisal odas, you have been shown to know ki Hashem, ki Avaya, hu Elokim. Hashem is Elokim. Va'atem advekim, Hashem Elokechem. In each and every one of these psukim, it says both Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, and the name Elokim. We need to understand the significance of this. there's a frustration that I have about this whole period, this whole Corona era. And the frustration that I have is that we know that Ein Paroni is Bo La'olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. Right? Nothing bad or good happens in the world unless it's for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Bereishis, right? Hashem created the world, Bishvil Yisrael, Shnikra Bereishis. The whole world is created for us. So whatever Hashem sends to the world, whether it's a bounty or it's a chas v'shalom, a disease, it's a message to Klal Yisrael. So obviously this whole virus that we're still suffering through is a message to Klal Yisrael. Yet, my frustration is, there is no one that can tell us what this is for. What is the message? And if no one can tell us what it's about, then what's the point in sending the message? That's my frustration. So, I'd like to suggest the following approach. I saw a Gevaldiges Vasemis in Parshas Veschanon on the Pasuk Umi Goy Godol. The Pasuk says, Umi Goy Godol Asheloya Likim Krovim Elov. Who is such a nation? Who is such a great nation that has a God close to them? Says the Svasemis that Elikim, we know that Elikim, as we mentioned before, is the Midas Adin, is the attribute of justice. Which represents the not so pleasant things that happen. The not so pleasant things that happen come from Hashem's name Elikim. Says the Svasemis, what is the purpose? When Hashem sends us things that are unpleasant, Hashem Chas v'Shalom sends tzoras to a person or to a community or to Klal Yisrael, what is the purpose? The purpose is not Chas v'Shalom to distance them, to distance us. The question, the purpose is to bring us closer. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to get the message so that we should bring ourselves closer to Him. That's the purpose. That's what the Pasuk says to us. So, Mi Goy Gadol, who is such a great nation, Asher Lo Yalakim, that when we experience the Midas Adin, we know that it's Krovim Elov. We know that the reason for it is that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to make us closer to Him. That's the purpose why the Ribbono Shel Olam sends Midas Adin, to bring us closer to Him. And He explains the Pasuk in Navi B'chol Tzarasam Lo Yitzar, the Pasuk says that whenever Klal Yisrael has Tzaras, Loitzar, the literal understanding is it's a trouble for Hashem as well, Kiviyachol. Says the Svasemus, what the Pasuk is saying is, B'chol Tzarasam, the reason for all of our Tzaras is Loi, is to bring us closer to Him. That's why Tzar, that's why we have a trouble. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us troubles, to bring us closer to Him. That's what the Svasemis says. But what the Svasemis is saying is much deeper. Because it doesn't only apply to Tzoris. The Shem Elikim really applies to every challenge a Yid has. Every challenge that we have on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis is the Ribbono Shel Olam giving us opportunities to come closer to Him. Asher lo yalikim krovim elav. means that the Ribbono Shel Olam constantly gives us challenges so that we can overcome them and become closer to Him. Because the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created us, the Ribbono Shel Olam created every Yid that were comprised of Chomer and Tzura, which is physicality and spirituality, were combined of a Guf and a Neshama. And the way that Ribbono Shel Olam constructed us is that Kishazek Kam Zenoifel, that when one rises, the other falls. Meaning that if a person indulges in physicality, in materialism, their spirituality is going to suffer. Their spirituality is going to drop. And if a person invests themselves in spirituality, then their need for physicality and their coarseness is going to fall. Kishazek Kam Zenoifel. So every time we have a challenge. And what is a challenge? A challenge is an argument between our chomer and our tzura, between our physicality and our spirituality. We're being torn. Our physicality wants one thing, our spirituality wants another. We overcome the nesayon, we overcome the challenge, and we make the right choice to listen to our spiritual side. That brings us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because our physicality is ourselves, our spirituality is the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's our neshama. And the more spiritual we become, the more closer we become to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a challenge. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a challenge he gives us an opportunity to become closer to Him. A person has, and we have this on a constant basis, from the moment we wake up in the morning, and we're tempted to roll over and go back to bed, or to get up and to learn, or to daven, and we overcome the urge to go back to bed, we became closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, just by overcoming that challenge. And when we have a challenge, whether to eat that extra piece of cake or to refrain, and we refrain, we became closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not just that we're not going to gain weight. We became closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our tzura, our spirituality is now stronger. And our spirituality is the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're sitting and learning our shir, and the time comes that it's usually over, and a little voice says to us, "Well, how about learning another 5 minutes?" And we have the urge to get up and get back to work or to get back to whatever it is, and we stay the extra 5 minutes. That was a challenge that was sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam to bring us closer. Asher lo yalekim, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us these elikim, these midas adin, these challenges, kroivim elav, to become closer to Him. We don't have to wait for tzaris to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have, each and every one of us has constant, we have constant challenges that are elikim, they are the Ribbono Shel Olam, sending us opportunities to become closer to Him. Because the only way to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam is by diminishing our chomer to become closer to our tzura. That's the only way to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Person has something triggered the person, something triggered us to get angry. That's our chomer. and a person is able to overcome that and to bite their lip and to control themselves, the person at that moment became closer to Hashem. There's something that is enticing us to look at it, perhaps something that's indecent or inappropriate to look at, and we have the urge to look at it, and we refrain. We became closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in that moment. Every time we have a challenge and we overcome it, we became closer. Asher lo yalekim krevim eilav. And it's not just we had an opportunity and we had a challenge, we overcame it, and that's why we became closer. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent us the challenge because He wants to bring us closer. It's not an accident challenge that happened. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent Asher lo yalekim krevim eilav. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends us these challenges. He Himself personally challenges us because He loves us and He wants to bring us closer. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to tell a story that when he was a young bachur, he was learning in yeshiva, and back then, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, all there was were horse and buggies. The Palestine had not yet seen a car. And they heard that there's this new invention of a wagon that can drive without horses. Feed it petroleum and it moves. But nobody had seen it. The day came and they heard that on this and this day, the first automobile will drive through Jaffa Street. He said, you can't imagine the excitement. The excitement of everyone. And there was going to be a parade, and everyone was going to be on Jaffa Street to watch the spectacle of this new invention. Mamash Nefloy Saboyre. And Shlomo Zalman said that as young as he was, I remember he was 16, 17, he felt that this was Bittul Torah. He's supposed to be sitting and learning. This was during the Seder of Yeshiva. He shouldn't be interrupting the Seder to go watch an automobile. And whenever he mentioned this to anyone, he was shot down right away. What do you mean? This is Nefloy's Habayre. How can you not go? Your mom is a shaiti. You're such a fool. And he stuck to his own. And he decided that he's going to remain in Bis Medrash and he's going to learn. And the day came and everyone went to Jaffa Street to watch the automobile go through. And he said, and he was sitting in the Bis Medrash all by himself. No one else was there. And he heard the commotion, the excitement, the screaming. It was unbelievable. And he was so drawn to go watch with them. But he knew the right thing to do was to sit and learn. To sit in Bis Medrash. And he sat in Bis Medrash. And he said at that moment, he felt that the wells, the springs of wisdom opened up to him and allowed him to become whatever he became. And he said, Rosh Chaim Zalman said, don't think for a moment that I learned the blessed word while that was all happening. It was impossible to learn. The commotion was made it totally impossible. But I overcame the urge, the overwhelming urge to go watch and to go away from the Bis Medrash. That itself caused the wellsprings of wisdom to open up for me. Every time we overcome it, when we overcome a big challenge, that brings us very close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. We overcome small challenges, it brings us closer. And the bigger the challenge, the more we should feel the love. That means that Rabbeinu Shleilam wants to bring us very close. And that's what I believe that this is what Rabbeinu Shleilam is telling us in all of these psukim. Rabbeinu Shleilam is telling us, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, the compassionate, kind Rabbeinu Shleilam. Elokecha, and I'm the one that's giving you your challenges. And the purpose of those challenges is because I am Havai, is because I am the kind, compassionate Rabbeinu Shleilam, and I love you and I want to bring you closer. Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, we say this at least twice a day. Hashem Elokeinu Havaye Yudke Ba'abra, a loving Rabbeinu Shleilam is Elokeinu, he is the one giving us our challenges. Havaye Echad, it's all chesed, it's all his love. He's just trying to bring us closer. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, you should love the fact that Havaye is giving us challenges because he's just bringing us closer to him. It's the only way to get closer to him. Ata Haresa Lodas, you've been shown to know Ki Havaye Hu Elokim. That, do you know who's the Elokim? Do you know who's the one that's giving us challenges? Havaye, it's the kind, compassionate, loving Father that wants us closer. V'atem ha'dveikim, you're connected. How are you connected? B'Hashem Elokeichem, because he brings you closer through the challenges that he gives you. So perhaps Chet Chata Yerushalayim sinned a sin. What's a double sin? A double sin perhaps is when we commit an avera, we commit a sin, or we develop a certain habit that probably is not something that is appropriate for the level that we're expected to be on. Each and every individual has a certain level that is expected of them. And we develop a certain habit, and that's the sin. But the double sin is that we justify it. We justify the habit. That there's nothing wrong with it. That's the double sin. Not only do we sin, but we justify it to the point that we don't even realize that it's a sin anymore. And the punishment for that is that the Rabbeinu Shleilam smites us. But he smites us in a way, so that's one thing, but he smites us in a way that we don't know what he wants. That's a double smite. Laku b'keflayim. When the Rabbeinu Shleilam hits us and we don't know what it's for. And the reason we don't know what it's for is because it can't be for our sin, because that's okay. And in reality, no one can tell us what it's for. Because each and every one of us has a different sin that we're justifying. And so the Rabbeinu Shleilam is sending us, each and every one of us, a different message. It's the habit that you've been justifying until now. That you don't see that there's anything wrong with it. Or you pretend not to see that there's anything wrong with it. That's what this is for. And the reason you keep on thinking or saying that you don't know what it's for is because you still don't think that there's anything wrong with what you're doing. And it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, to find what habit we have that is perhaps not appropriate, pasnished, for where we are, or where we should be, and that we've been justifying. And we need to know that that's what it's for. And when we do tshuva, we'll realize that not only will the Ribbono Shel Olam embrace us, but we'll realize that the entire reason that he smote us in the first place was just to bring us closer. That's a nechama b'keflayim. That's a double comfort. He was bringing us close all the time. It's not just now when I do tshuva that he's bringing me closer. He's bringing me closer. He was bringing me closer while he was hitting me. And that's why the pasuk says, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. Do you know why it's a double nechama? Because Yaymar Aleikechem. It's because we'll be able to say, Ah, Aleikechem. That was my God. That was my God that was bringing me closer the entire time. That's the Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. That's the Yahavtos Hashem Aleikecha. That's the Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikeinu. That's the Ato Reis Lodas Ki Hashem Hu Aleikim. Atam Advekim Hashem Aleikechem. It's all been the Havaya, the kind, compassionate Tata in Himmel. That has been bringing me close the entire time. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, as he always does, with every challenge that he sends us, and this huge virus is no different than any other challenge, where we need to realize that it's Elikim Krovim Elov. The purpose here is to realize this is the Ribbono Shel Olam bringing me closer. What specifically it's for, each and every person knows. Each and every individual knows what it's for. And the s'chus of realizing that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that every time we face a challenge, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam trying to bring us closer, and we overcome it, and we become closer to Him. We should all be zeicha b'karev to hear the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. We should all realize that tremendous love that the Ribbono Shel Olam has for us. We should be zeicha b'karev all to come home together to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Beviyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mheiru B'yameinu, Amen.